Greetings, lovely listeners. A few announcements before I dive into today's podcast. Know that I will be opening up another mentorship program in January 2026. I do start my mentorship every July and every January. So if you've been on the fence for a year, for two, for three, for four, thinking about this program, I highly urge you to reach out, message me, on social media or email me at jenniferfezio@gmail.com and you know, send me your questions and I will be happy to answer those. We'll even, you know, pick a time to meet for 30 minutes on Zoom if you want, so I can answer those face to face. And you know what? When I have my DEMS with my students, my online group readings with students where they're learning and growing in that environment, attend. That's all I've got to say. Just attend, get the vibe, get the feel, and see what you think of them and how they work with their mediumship, and then also me, and then how I work with my students. It's really, you know, it really says a lot, you know, knowing something or knowing, you know, information about a person as a mentor beforehand, or, you know, hearing things through the vine, word of mouth is one thing, but to actually see the mentor interact, I think, is huge. So I highly urge you to maybe come check it out if you're interested in developing. I have a demonstration in person in Richmond, Texas, west of Houston, just west of Houston, every month. My next one is next Friday at Unwind. There are 7 spots left. I do keep my demonstrations very intimate and small. I open up 18 spots a month. So if you want to grab one of those last few spots for August, just go to jenniferfezio.com and buy your ticket. What else do I want to share? I think that's about it for right now. Hope everyone is doing well. I am popping on today. I'm recording on a Saturday. It's a lovely day here. It's nice and rainy and cozy, perfect for fall vibes. But I wanted to pop on because I had a student email message me, I guess, a day or two ago, and he was asking about practicing on family members and kind of and branching out from classmates, starting to practice, you know, outside of the classroom, and how he had practiced on family members and outside of family members. And, you know, then today I had a second student, totally different class, totally different level, reach out asking about, is it okay to, it's really sweet. She's kind of asking me if I thought she was ready, which she didn't need to do that. I'm flattered when students do that. But she wanted to start expanding outside of the classroom onto friends and others. And I thought, you know, let me pop on and give my listeners a podcast about this, the unfoldment of practicing intimately in a safe space and then going more external with your mediumship and putting it out there to people that aren't necessarily connected to your development program, stepping out of your safe space with practicing. There is a natural unfoldment, is what I want to emphasize with this. Ideally, a very natural unfoldment, usually based on my experience personally and what I've seen with my students, but the unfoldment of practicing and even moving towards the public and charging, you know, people for your services, the unfoldment that I see is a very natural one. And it has been, you know, having that partner you're paired up with in class, reaching out to classmates, practicing with them outside of class. Of course, you practice with them inside class when class is happening. That's really the first step here. And what I like to see and what we all want to see in these practice sessions with classmates is that you become comfortable with your mediumship. You establish that, yes, you are in fact a medium, but then you start to establish a comfort in practicing your mediumship and establishing, I think, the syntax and the flow of that strong beginning mediumship 7-minute contact. You know, you learn how to work your power, your body, your mind, your soul, how to expand and how to greet spirit. You get comfy with that. And then you learn how to kind of lock in that communicator and let the communication flow and the evidence comes and then the wrap up. And in class, that's where you develop, I think, the confidence to believe you are a medium, that you can do this and you can, you know, you can get comfy with greeting spirit and bringing evidence and then giving that evidence to a classmate. And most importantly, receiving the confirmation that what you're receiving is from a certain person in spirit. And when you develop that comfort and that confidence in that beginning stage of mediumship development, the medium, you internally feel, and I think it's the soul urging you, guiding you, that you're ready, that it's not that you're ready. That's not what the soul is doing. The soul is telling you more, more. I love this. I love you connecting to spirit and working with me, the energetic body, and the healing and the growing and the shedding of weight of the physical life. I love this. Let's do more of this. It's not that your soul is telling you you're ready to go outside of the classroom and practice. The soul wants more. And it's pinging your mind. And your mind is thinking, I'm ready. But the mind needs to acknowledge that the soul is happy and it wants more of that connection. And so you think, I'm ready to practice with friends that aren't in my classroom, that may or may not know I'm a medium, that are maybe are open to giving me this safe space outside of class. And so you reach out. And the way the medium reaches out, the developing medium, I've seen everything, y'all. They blast it on social media or in some sort of public platform, or they may just keep it more closeted, more of a private text message. Hey, I'm a medium. Can I practice on you? I trust you. Are you willing to practice with me and let me work with your people in spirit? And so this unfolds, and this is a huge step. This is a really huge step. Usually, and I hate to give time frames with development, but yet I see an average over the past 4 or 5 years of running mentorship, working closely in these intimate groups with my students, I see there is a pattern that develops. And usually sometime around the 3 to 6 months of persistent classes and development and practicing, that there is this 3 to 6 month period where the student medium wants to expand. The soul is urging them to take it outside of the classroom. And it's really an exciting time. And if the medium around that mark doesn't go so public with it and they keep it more private, then usually that public announcement comes within the end of the first year. But I have, you know, some students that don't go there with it. They're not putting it public, opening up for anyone to reach out to them to practice. But that is kind of the next step. If the medium wants to be a public medium, and that's okay if they don't, then they can keep it closeted. They can keep it word of mouth. They never have to have that business listing or put it out on social media. But I have found that a consistent pattern is that if the medium continues past year two with me, they eventually want to go public. They want that Google listing. They want the business. And so let's recap. Practicing inside the, let's recap for new mediums, how this practicing unfoldment should happen. You practice with a classmate, then you go outside the classroom to close friends. Then what the medium should do is start getting referrals to them from those friends they practice on. The medium may tell their friends, if you have any friends I don't know that would be interested in this space and what I offer, please send them my way. Then we can expect friends of friends that the medium will practice on that aren't necessarily the medium's friends. And then eventually we gently cross that bridge of going from friends to friends to public people that the medium doesn't know. And this is a practice space. Doesn't have to be a 30-minute Zoom or phone call or in person. It can be a 10-minute contact with a greeting, 7 minutes with spirit, and an ending wrap-up. And at this point, you know, this, you know, it happens for mediums at all different places, ideally 6 months to a year and a half of development. We are there. But yet I have, you know, a year four that just came out of the closet and posted it on her business profile, connecting mediumship with her personally. But yet this medium has demonstrated at Lilydale. She's worked my seances at Lee Kempner with the school. She has worked lots of public events in my space as a student openly with her mediumship. But to actually say, I am so-and-so the medium that you have known as this person on her social media is a completely different step. And that right there may happen. It may never happen. But what I want you to know, listeners, about this podcast is that the soul always urges you when your mind is ready. I think the soul is always ready, but I think it works with the mind to get it there. I think the soul, our souls are all always ready to work with spirit. They always do. We don't even know it, right? At a subconscious level. But for the mind to be ready and the mind to move at that pace, that it be ready for the pace the soul wants to take it at with the mind's physical life and going public, that it, the soul knows exactly how to work with your mind, and the medium's mind may or may not ever want to be there. And that's okay. That is okay. So classmates, then friends, then friends of friends, then the public, personally, and then stepping into the public arena with the public. And then eventually charging. That's a topic for a whole other podcast. But yes, charging money is an energy exchange that I believe has to be there. So just wanted to pop on and give this kind of unfoldment for mediums who are kind of in that place of how do I practice more? Well, that's going to be people close to you outside of the classroom. If you've tapped out all your classmates and your soul is guiding you to reach farther, then you go to friends and do it in an intimate way, more of a public way with your social media. But then you step into that space and then you say, if you have any friends that I don't know of, maybe that would like this, then you go to friends of friends. Then you're in that public space. You're in that farther reach where you don't know these people. And then you go more public. And then you may choose to say, I can do this. Let me work a fair. Let me go to a yoga center. Let me find a holistic connection near me where I can really practice this. Or how about my bunko ladies or my, you know, female gatherings that aren't necessarily spiritual, but another area of your life where you know you'll be supported in this environment. And you practice. And then when you feel so good about your contacts and you can land a contact, at least one for every person you're practicing on, then only you can make that decision to be professional in charge. And I'll tell you right now, from what I've seen, 95% of the time, the medium waits too long because the mind holds them back with this. And we don't give ourselves enough credit, but you can cross that bridge into charging. You know, you just got to believe that you're ready. And like I said, a good rule of thumb for me is if you can bring a contact for every person you're sitting with at least 90-95% of the time, then you're good. But that's just my opinion. Don't have to listen to me. Pin it. And I hope this helps you mediums out there in this space of expansion with your mediumship. May your mind listen to the soul. I know it will guide you well and not lead you astray. Until next time.